Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from KKNW AM 1150 studios here in the Seattle area. You may be listening somewhere here in Western Washington, or perhaps on WBLQ AM 1230 in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York. You might be listening somewhere across the United States on cable radio network, one of the stations in Australia, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, thank you for joining us. You're going to be glad you did. But before I introduce our guests, I want to say a quick hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows you to hear the conversation, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
Howdy, neighbor. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Thanks. How are you?
Good. Hey, living it. And we're upon another Memorial Day weekend for us here in the States, because I know you mentioned Australia, so I don't know if they celebrate. Maybe spiritually they do.
Well, perhaps, yes.
Right, exactly.
Yes,
but it's for us in our country. But love to all those that protect us, that give us what we have every day.
And, you know, it's funny because Memorial Day weekend means that summer's almost upon us, which is shocking because I'm still getting over the fact that it's 2015.
It's taking a long time for you to get over that,
though. I know. It's just time is flying
by.
I'm
going to have to work with you on that one. I think there's some, yeah.
You have to
bring someone in.
You know something, you're younger than I am. So, I really do believe that things, our perspective changes as we get older.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do, I've got a couple of announcements. First of all, I will be guest hosting and I'll be on the Dr. Pat Show on Tuesday. I will be talking about finding your way to vibrational ease, which allows you to get to positive lasting change. So it's the sort of thing where one size does not fit all. There are all sorts of methods out there, but I'm going to help you to kind of hone your path so that you can have positive lasting change. Also want to mention that I've got the Vibration of Change workshop coming up on June 6th here in the Seattle area. It's in Redmond here on the east side. And so there are still a few spaces available. The venue's filling up quickly, but you can go to stellarreflections.com. I always like to get the announcements out of the way early now, Benny, because otherwise I just forget.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens. Or, you know, websites are always nice at the very end of the show. So if you miss that, we'll give them out again, obviously, though, periodically throughout the show.
Yeah, yeah. All righty. So, you know, we're talking about how our perspective shifts as we get older. And I'm going to be talking to a couple of guests I've had on before whom I actually really love. They are wonderful people, George and Sedina Capanelli. They are the authors of the book, Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living Consciously and Aging Wisely for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. And, you know, when I start to talk about their biographies, you know, what they've done in their lives, if I really went through it thoroughly, I have to tell you, it would take up the entire show. But briefly, let me tell you some of their accomplishments. Let's see, they're the co-founders of Age Nation. And, of course, they are the co-authors of that book. George and Sedina have appeared on hundreds of television and radio programs during two national book tours, and in conjunction with the launches of two previous books, Say Yes to Change, speaking of change, Say Yes to Change, 25 Keys to Making Change Work for You, and Authenticity, A Guide to Greater Meaning and Purpose at Work and at Home. And, you know, George is an Emmy Award-winning film and television producer and director, and Sedina has been a member of the Screen Actors Guild, SAG, since 1979, having appeared in numerous films, television programs, and theatrical productions. And Sedina is also the founder of About Life Incorporated, which it's to bring personal and wellness empowerment to women. George is the co-founder of the International Integrity Program. He's been the executive director of the Sedona Institute, and on and on and on and on. I have to tell you, it's really, really impressive. And they've won awards, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, in order to get the conversation going, I'm just going to stop with that and introduce them.
Because it would take up the rest of the show.
It would, absolutely.
We want to interview them.
Yeah, they've had very impressive careers, and I'm so grateful to have them here today. George and Sedina Capinelli. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys. You're very funny.
Oh, it's so nice to have you here. And, you know, you guys talk about something that's so important. Why is it that you were inspired to bring this book and to bring your work that goes well beyond this book, your latest book, Do Not Go Quietly, to the world at this point in time?
It's necessary, I guess, is the best way of saying it, Christina.
Uh-huh.
You know, we live in a country that is really remarkable in so many ways, and it's also a country that tends to be a little too obsessed with youth. Tends to deny a lot of the other stages of life that are rich and juicy and wonderful. And so we think we need to focus a little more attention on the wisdom, the experience, the understandings, the stumbles, as well as the victories that we have once we move beyond those early stages of life.
So what are the demographics right now in terms of the, you know, the over 50 population, say?
Well, there's, Christine, there's about 150 million people that will eventually be not too far distant future in the second half of life, which is we're looking at about 50 and over.
Wow.
And
that's a few, 150 million.
About over half the population. Every 7 seconds, someone joins this over 50 crowd.
Uh-huh.
Very fast. It's approaching, it's just coming at us full stream,
right.
You know, really is. It's a huge demographic tsunami, basically.
Yeah. So what is it about this age and stage that makes it important to sort of reevaluate, shall we say?
Well, first of all, the second half of life gives us an opportunity. You know, if the first stage of life is youth and the second stage is kind of early maturity, then we get to this third stage, and in some ways, it's new historically. I mean, people have never lived this long, at least certainly as many of us.
Uh-huh.
And so we've had some of our stumbles and our breakthroughs. Many of us have passed through the kind of anxiety stages of careers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have had children, and fortunately, if they're over 40, they're no longer living at home. So it gives us an opportunity to take a look and reflect and say, you know, what have I learned from uh-huh. the earlier stage of my life? And now what's not completed? What baggage may I, you know, have I picked up that I can put down?
Mm-hmm.
What dreams have I had about what I want to do with my life that are not yet fulfilled?
Right.
And so this can be a really rich and fertile time, you know?
And you know, you mentioned something so important, George, and that is the dreams that have not been fulfilled. I think that there's an aspect of, you know, getting to the middle age and getting to that stage where your children are out the door, where you start to think, wow, this time has passed so quickly. Life is short. So it becomes really, really important. It's like almost more important than it was when we were in our 20s planning out careers.
Yeah, it's, you know, when, first of all, when we're in our 20s and 30s, we think we're bulletproof on a lot of levels,
uh-huh.
you know, and that we have all of this time to do all kinds of things. But
right.
those of us who are a little older recognize, as you said at the beginning of the show, that, you know, it's 2:15 and where did it all go?
Uh-huh, right.
So all of a sudden, I think we wake up to the reality that time isn't infinite or uh-huh. limitless.
Right.
And those longings that we had when we were younger that we set aside are really still opportunities waiting for us to fulfill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what makes the process different when you're, say, over 50?
Well, for one thing, it's new territory. It's completely new. In all of human history, the average age was something like 19. And we're being given some of us as much as 20, 30, 40 years more to live. If we're lucky, you know, we'll live that long.
Right.
And so it's crucial, it's essential for us to look at ways that we can make this time of our life genuinely fulfilling, not just the time that we play it out doing meaningless things, but a time when we can bring our gifts and our talents and our wisdom and our inspiration, really, to people who are younger so that they can know that this is a time of life that's beautiful. You know, I always think of Emerson's quote. He says, as we grow old, the beauty steals inward.
I like that.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, it's true. When we were younger, we had many gifts. And as we grow older, you know, we still have many gifts. It's just if we can let go of that thread that we try to hold on to through society really supports us in that. Uh-huh. And staying younger, but if we really come into this juicy time of life where we have garnered everything that came before and look at the gifts that we have now, we can stand in wisdom and experience and all of this, honor our talents, and we have more to give. Let's face it, than we ever have when we were younger.
Right.
Christina, and I also think that there's something about the fact that, you know, because we've been, as we say in the book, we weren't born yesterday. The truth of the matter is we've also punched through a lot of the BS and the illusion.
Those illusions that we buy into as truth
right.
for so many years.
Oh, yeah, you know, the great golden years and all the rest of it. I mean, having passed through several financial crises in our lives, we know how quickly wealth and savings can disappear.
Uh-huh.
And so keeping your nose to the grindstone, doing other people's stuff, doesn't have the same appeal to us. We recognize that maybe the story we bought when we were kids isn't all that valid when somebody told us to set our dreams aside and do something practical and realistic. Well, practical and realistic may have gotten us someplace in life, but we may also have missed some pretty important trains that were roaring down the track.
Yeah.
And so when you say, you know, why is this time different? I think because we're not buying the story the way we bought it, and we're ready for something more authentic, something new and different and original, and something that speaks to our heart.
Right. And that is so important. And, you know, I want to talk more about how in this second half of life we can go about expressing our authentic self and living in ways that are more connected to our heart. And also I'm going to have you share with our listeners about an exciting series of events coming up here in Seattle where you're going to be there and some other amazing speakers. But we need to go to a quick break. More with George and Sedina Capanelli when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show. We all seem to have something in our lives that we would like to shift, and there are a variety of ways to implement change. But many times we try several approaches but still don't get what we want. Why is that? Well, it turns out that there are universal principles governing change that you probably haven't heard about before, which determine whether or not we are successful in getting what we want. Following these principles leads to positive, lasting change, but ignoring them keeps us stuck. So if you are struggling in at least one area of your life, then you are missing an essential ingredient in your recipe of change. Want to learn the keys to success? Join me, Christine Upchurch, in Redmond on June 6th for a day-long experiential workshop, helping you create your personalized roadmap for change. Empower yourself to transform your life so you can live more vibrantly. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Do you want to transform your life's trauma and challenges into the gift that your life was meant to be? It's time for you to take control of your soul journey to heal, grow, and shine. Manifest your destiny with Wendy Wolf, soul transformer, energy, and psychic healer. To start your soul journey, contact Wendy at healgrowshine.com or email Wendy at wendy@wendyrwolf.com and start your adventure today.
Garden Gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a highway. I wanna ride it all night long.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with George and Sedina Capinelli, authors of Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living Consciously and Aging Wisely for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. So, George and Sedina, before we get into more of this topic, I know you guys have an exciting series of events that you're participating in here in Seattle. We've got lots of listeners here in Seattle. So can you share with our listeners what it is that's going on?
Absolutely. We're really pleased and blessed. We're teamed with the Center for Spiritual Living. Uh-huh. In Seattle, and the series is called Navigating Your Future, and it's the Wisdom Keepers series. And so over the course of the next several months, we actually launched the first one in May 8th and 9th, and we were really pleased to have with us Sonia Choquette.
She's great.
World-renowned intuitive and a really remarkable woman, as you know, Christine. She's been doing this work since she was a little girl, and at the time even, she was mentoring and coaching a number of major authors and personalities in the world. And I was really just kind of the beard for that event. Sedina and Sonia did the weekend, and it was really wonderful. And the Navigating Your Future series is designed to bring a number of world-class authors and experts to Seattle. And over the course of months, really from now through November, with a couple of breaks, they're going to cover primary topics that really can assist people who are both in the second half of life and are looking to reconnect with their dreams and re-energize their lives, and also younger people who want to know more about the future they're inheriting.
Right.
So in July, which is the next major event, July 17th through the 19th, Mark Nepo, who's just a wonderful poet and wise man, one of Oprah's favorites at the moment. Mm-hmm. And Mark has a wonderful book called The Book of Awakening, and his new book is about literally this topic, which is, it's called The Endless Practice, and it's about touching in to the lives that we were born to live. And then we take a break in August, and in September, Gail Sheehy, you know, of Passages and and all of that. She has a remarkable new book called Daring, which talks about her extraordinary life, but also a number of major people and the qualities that are necessary to take risk and to become engaged. And Gail is going to be September 18th and 19th. And then in October, Danyon Brinkley and Catherine Brinkley, you know, Danyon Saved by the Light, and Catherine and Danyon's latest book. And they have a new one that's going to be coming out soon that I can't give the title for it yet, but it's just wonderful. And they, as you know, have both had near-death experiences, Danyon three of them, wonderful work. Danyon's one of the few people in the world that's ever received the Presidential Medal for service for his work in hospice.
Right. He works in hospice with veterans, yes.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
So that's in October. And then in November, Greg Braden, who many of your listeners know is one of the leading exponents of the bringing together spirituality and science.
Uh-huh.
And all of that. And then through the whole series, Sedina and I will be in each of these programs, and we're going to be sharing different elements and segments from Do Not Go Quietly, and that will serve as kind of a through line. And so we're really excited about it. East West Books is collaborating with us, as well as the Center for Spiritual Living. It's a great, great opportunity for anyone in Seattle that wants to spend quality, intimate time with these leading authors and experts, re-engage their lives, celebrate, renew, refresh, and come out with just a ton of recommendations and suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very often that you get an opportunity to be one-on-one with these people.
Uh-huh.
These really remarkable people. So
they are remarkable people. And, you know, we do have an exciting announcement. George and Sedina have been generous enough to offer to give away a ticket for each of these events on this show. So stay tuned, because each month when there's going to be an event, we will do a giveaway here on the Christine Epchurch Show. So I'm really excited about that. And
thanks.
I think it's very generous of you guys to do that.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
It's our pleasure. That's our commitment to provide this information and an opportunity to people who are listening out there. So keep listening. You got a great show here to tune into.
You know, guys, it's funny because... although I still have a child at home, you know, I'm at the stage now where I'm starting to reevaluate my life. And one of the things that comes up for me is I'm facing the fact that life is much shorter than, than I expected it to be. It feels much shorter than I expected it to be. And there's certain things I'd like to do. What do you deal with? I mean, how do you deal with regrets?
Well, first of all, you get over them. You know,
let them pass.
Because the truth is, we can't do anything about what's gone.
Uh-huh.
But what we can do is use some of the positive energy that is in a regret, which is really a longing.
Uh-huh.
And we can turn it into motivation to apply to that thing that we may want to do. So rather than living with, oh, I should have or could have or would have or whatever, we can say to ourselves, is that still something that I want to do? Is
uh-huh.
that really important to me?
Right.
And if it is, what are some real and practical steps I can take? And an interesting thing that we've discovered, Christine, is that the dreams get accomplished when we do specific physical action. And that's what builds momentum. So, for an example, maybe it's a book you want to write, or uh-huh. an invention, or a new system of process or government or something. Maybe it's a new way of teaching people, whatever your dream is. It begins by opening a notebook and picking up a pencil, opening your computer, sliding back the cover of the piano, dusting off your canvas and your paintbrushes or whatever it happens, going out into the garage and finding buried under all that stuff out there the beginnings of that idea. But it's always physical. It's always real. And once you start taking one step, then the next step becomes available.
And also to let go, we weren't kidding, really letting go of regrets, which are just a waste of energy, frees our energy to discover, really, and uncover some of those dreams that might have been in there when you had to have a child or you had to start a career or kind of took you away from the dream. And so by just trusting, it's not easy to do sometimes, but to know that Rumi says that let the beauty of what you love be what you do. So to just keep asking ourselves, what is it that I love? What makes me feel great? And you'll get an inkling, and as George said, you can open a newspaper or a book. Just give yourself those moments in time where you can just wander a little bit, take a walk, and let your mind go and give it space to fill with something new and different.
That makes sense.
And it's very exciting.
And one of the things I so love about your work is that you're not only inspiring people to do that, but you're giving them permission. Because I think that for many people in our culture, at least, they think of sort of the latter years as a time to wind down, as opposed to, you know, amping up to do something new. So I love the fact that you're inspiring people and giving them permission. And we've got lots more to talk about on this subject, but we have to go to another quick break. More with George and Sedina when we return.
Lift your spirits and your cheese to all the good times throughout the years.
Invited to the Garden of Earthly Delights at the annual Women of Wisdom Community Pampering Day, May 30th at North Seattle College. Treat yourself to a day of self-care, self-compassion, and rejuvenation. Sample a variety of services from different experts in the art of energy healings, intuitive readings, and bodywork. Select morning or afternoon and receive 100 minutes of pampering for only $50. Go to womenofwisdom.org/sacredpampering to register today.
What is your why? Is coach training right for you? Maybe you're changing careers. Maybe coaching can help you revitalize an existing career. Mark Rayner and the Rayner Institute can help you manifest your goals. Classes start April 27th and 28th. To learn more, visit RaynerInstitute.com to enroll today. That's RAYNERInstitute.com.
We all seem to have something in our lives that we would like to shift, and there are a variety of ways to implement change. But many times we try several approaches but still don't get what we want. Why is that? Well, it turns out that there are universal principles governing change that you probably haven't heard about before, which determine whether or not we are successful in getting what we want. Following these principles leads to positive, lasting change, but ignoring them keeps us stuck. So if you are struggling in at least one area of your life, then you are missing an essential ingredient in your recipe of change. Want to learn the keys to success?
Join me, Christine Upchurch, in Redmond on June 6th for a day-long experiential workshop, helping you create your personalized roadmap for change. Empower yourself to transform your life so you can live more vibrantly. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. This one goes out to the people who help me.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking to George and Sedina Capanelli, the authors of Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living Consciously and Aging Wisely for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. You know, before the break, we were talking about letting go of regrets. You were talking about the importance of that. And, George, you emphasized how within regret there's often a longing. And we also talked about how, you know, when you're in the latter stages of life, you need to be able to give yourself permission to move forward with one of your dreams. So what do you do with those things that are incomplete? Say, you know, you thought you wanted to do something, you thought you should do something, you never completed it. At this stage, what do you do with that?
Well, there are one of the good things about and the things we're proud about, Christine, about Do Not Go Quietly, is that not only is it rich with information and inspiration with stories and quotes and whatnot, but there are a lot of practical exercises mm-hmm. that people can do all the way through. And one of those is around incompletes. And just to be brief in our time, the first thing you got to do is be willing to start making a list of the things that come to mind when you think incomplete, you mm-hmm. know, at home, at work, you know, dreams, relationships, whatever they happen to be. They can be as practical as cleaning out the garage or a desk drawer, uh-huh. or they can be major, like one of the dreams that is still alive in there. I want to paint. I want to write. I want to compose or write music. I want to dance. I want to, you know. And I think the first thing you got to do is say, is that still something I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I thought of being a fireman or a pilot or, something as a kid. Do I want to still do that? No, I don't. So uh-huh. I crossed that off my list.
Right. You've had enough careers so far, George.
Yeah, that's true. So that's part of it. Part of it is just identifying the incomplete and saying to yourself, is that still something? If not, get it off the uh-huh. list and focus your primary attention on the things that are really important. Some people call it a bucket list. You know, there are all
right.
kinds of, but that's the key point, because every time we eliminate or complete an incomplete, that energy flows back into us.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are feeling lethargic, low passion, low enthusiasm, and all of that, it may be that they're being weighed down by a lot of baggage that they're carrying from the past.
Right, right.
You know, it's kind of like when you clean off your desk, you know how good that feels?
Oh, it does. It moves that energy, and you feel so much lighter.
Exactly. It just moves the energy. It opens us up to new things. And, you know, when we become adults, I don't care what age we are, really, for me, the big tie-in is learning from nature, the renewal cycles of nature. We have our own cycles of renewal. If we can learn from the past and then release what no longer serves us, including regrets, release that, and appreciate the endings that lead to new beginnings, and then give thanks for the good that's all around us. Because, you know, what gratitude always does is it brings in more goodness.
Right.
So just staying open, you know, it's really the key. You know,
and,
something can come.
You were talking about bucket list. I think oftentimes what we think are important, you know, particularly in our earlier years, is, you know, going to certain places, achieving certain things. And while those things can be very important, it seems like our priorities can change as we get a little older. Can you two talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, actually, you know, there's a wonderful quote we use in the book by Annie Dillard. And Annie says, "There's no shortage of good days. It's good lives that are hard to come by." A life of good days lived in the senses is not enough. It requires more and more. The life of spirit requires less and less. Time is ample and its passage is sweet. So one of the things that I think could be, might be, hopefully is on everybody's bucket list is to set aside all of the constant running around and the having to do and the having to go and whatnot, and just give the self the opportunity to be reflection, prayer, meditation. As Sedina said before, quiet walks. I know she always talks about nature and being in touch with the natural world.
Uh-huh.
You know, those are all things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, another piece of this is as we get older, and you were talking about that even with your son when we were off the air, Christine, that, you know, you get a different sense of how important every moment is.
Uh-huh.
And how this is a rich time with your child, no matter how old, you know, he is.
Oh, I know. And, it, by the time they get into their teens, then mm-hmm. they don't need you as much. And so you think maybe you've got 18 to 22 years, but really it's actually less than that in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah. You know, so a piece for me that works is knowing that, you know, if I realize I'm more than my body and mm-hmm. my mind, then I can experience soul consciousness in my daily life. I can, you know, view myself as a spiritual being and go beyond time and kind of go inside. It's that Emerson quote again, the beauty steals inward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stealing inward to the amazing wisdom that we have inside. There's a whole world in there, you know, that we can lean into.
So what happens when people get to this, you know, this age, this stage, and they begin to look inward and they're finding that there's a lot of pain there as opposed to just inspiration? What's that about?
I think there are certain belief systems we also accumulate in our lives. A lot of shoulds, a lot of can'ts, a lot of won'ts, mm-hmm. a lot of don'ts. And so a lot of the pain, I think, that comes sometimes, it's almost like the old analogy of a hose that's been laying in the sun, you know?
Uh-huh.
When you turn on the water, some of the first stuff that comes out is sediment.
Right, yes.
True.
You know, so when we turn the focus of our attention, the flow of the water of life on ourselves, we sometimes find that there's stuff that we're not so proud of,
uh-huh.
Things that we're guilty about or things we resent in others. And so part of the process is to clean some of that stuff up, you know? You can't redo the past, but mm-hmm. you can make commitments about the present and the future.
Right.
You don't have to carry resentments. We think with resentment that we're punishing other people, but in reality we're only punishing ourselves because we're closing our hearts down to life. So these are things we can put down, and pain is always worth anticipating than it is in just letting it go.
Oh,
we have the
ability. Great point, George. Oh, that's a fabulous point.
You know, it's almost like we have these strings in our hand that are attached to all these balloons of guilt, resentment, regret, and whatnot. And the truth of the matter is, if we really want to, we can untie those strings and just visualize the balloon going. We don't have to plow through it and spend 820 hours or years or months, you know, analyzing it and beating it to death. We can actually just make a decision. That was me then. This is me now. Mm-hmm. I've learned from that. Now let me take that learning and apply it in my life.
Right. And another thing, there's a piece in our book, I think it's a whole chapter on Go No Faster Than Feelings Can Follow. And so what that's about is the pain, I believe, comes from pushing down our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just not allowing what we're feeling during the day to come up. And a really great exercise for just feeling into it is to breathe. You know, your breath will tell you exactly what's going on in your body and what's going on in your mind. And if you just breathe it through, it literally can just go. You know, but we have to be aware. Awareness is everything. You know, it's the genesis for action.
And allowing, too, is that important point that you were just
and
making.
Allowing.
Yeah.
Yes, accepting that, okay, so, yeah, I feel awful right now because of something I did or said or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to breathe into that and let that be and feel it, you know, so it doesn't stay down. You have to deal with it, you know, 2 weeks from now.
Right. And sometimes I think that people can get to a certain stage of life and actually be pointing fingers elsewhere and blaming others for their lot in life. How do they deal with that?
Begin by being honest, I think, is a first critical step. Being aware that one is unhappy, out of alignment, off course, is a critical piece. You were both talking about awareness and allowing. But then I think we have to get serious with ourselves. You know, we have to say, hey, this thing called my life is going past. It's not a rehearsal for something else.
Right.
It's actually my life. And in this moment, I have a choice. I can continue to drag all this stuff around and pretend that it victimizes me and limits me, or I can say to myself, hey, whole new moment, whole new opportunity. Let me shift this belief, change that attitude, experience this or that. Sometimes, again, it's a physical thing that someone can do. Someone is trapped in depression or feeling badly. They can change their physical posture. They can change what they do in the next moment. They can do some exercise. They can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
They can connect more with nature. And in doing any or all of those things and a thousand others, they shift their energetic. And then is where the crux comes, because then once the energy starts to shift, they have to have the willingness and the courage to keep doing the things that are building momentum inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, momentum, as we know, takes over.
Yes.
And we're not limited anymore.
Right.
And feedback, listening and paying attention to the feedback around us. I mean, when we're driving in a car, if we have a navigation system, we take a wrong turn, a voice comes on and says, at the nearest opportunity, turn around and go back in the other direction.
Uh-huh.
And we have that same voice inside of us. The question is, are we willing to listen to it and follow the guidance?
Yeah, yeah. We have to go to another quick break, but when we return, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the Navigating Your Future series and also how people can connect with you and connect with the information involved in the series and also how they can register. But we have to go to a quick break. More in just a few moments.
T tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
We all seem to have something in our lives that we would like to shift, and there are a variety of ways to implement change. But many times we try several approaches but still don't get what we want. Why is that? Well, it turns out that there are universal principles governing change that you probably haven't heard about before, which determine whether or not we are successful in getting what we want. Following these principles leads to positive, lasting change, but ignoring them keeps us stuck. So if you are struggling in at least one area of your life, then you are missing an essential ingredient in your recipe of change. Want to learn the keys to success? Join me, Christine Upchurch, in Redmond on June 6th for a day-long experiential workshop helping you create your personalized roadmap for change. Empower yourself to transform your life so you can live more vibrantly. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tonight, not to do whatever we want. We're young enough to say, oh, this has got to be the good life. This has got to be the good life. This has got to be the good life.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation with two people I absolutely adore, George and Sunita Capanelli. And before the break, you know, we were talking about how it's a, like, the latter half of life is a great stage to begin to reevaluate. Why is it so important, and how does it, you know, what are some examples that you two have experienced?
Well, you know, every day life gives us signs, symbols, cues, prompts, directions, you know, and the more we follow those, I think the more at any stage of life, but particularly as we age, the more we get to get back on track, back on course. As an example, you know, we've been talking about this Navigating Your Future series, which is really a delightful, wonderful series. And in the early planning stages, we were going to do a separate Do Not Go Quietly weekend. And then in our first event, the one I spoke about earlier with Sonia and Choquette and Sedina, we discovered that there were a number of people in the audience who hadn't gotten the message about the series. And we also discovered that if we did a separate weekend on Do Not Go Quietly, everybody that came to the rest of the series would not be able to benefit from
right.
a lot of that information.
Yes.
So we took that feedback and we redesigned things. So now we're going to present aspects of Do Not Go Quietly and all
right.
of this relevant information in each of the weekends.
And remind us again, who's going to be speaking when?
Okay, so in July 17th through 19th, it's Mark Nepo who will be conducting this weekend journey. He'll be the primary guide. But Sedina and I will play a part in it, sharing a lot on Friday night and also doing some pieces here and there. Then in we take a break in August, and in September 18 and 19, the remarkable Gail Sheehy, and we'll be doing another aspect of
Do Not Go Quietly
there. Then in October, Catherine and Danyon Brinkley, wonderful information they'll have, and we'll be working with them. And then in November, we'll be doing some things with Greg, and Greg actually is...
Greg Braden, yeah.
Yeah, Greg Braden and Greg's wife, Martha. Will be there.
Martha's coming, too, to play the guitar and sing.
Oh, wonderful.
She's an award-winning singer-songwriter. She's great.
And Greg plays often
yeah.
with her. And so
plays the flute.
And so it'll be, all of these will be celebrations. But the essential point is we could have just bowled ahead and done what we had planned to do, which uh-huh. is a separate weekend. But we took in the feedback and realized that if we course corrected, what we would have is an even more robust
yeah.
and deep series.
Exactly.
Right, right.
And everybody gets the flavor of the Do Not Go Quietly journey, which takes you really from the past, the present, and then into the future and creating, you know, your very best life now.
Right. So... how can people find out more and register for this
yeah.
event?
So you can call Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle at 206-527-8801, or you can go online to www.spiritualliving.org/navigating. Okay?
Okay. So say that website one more time.
Sure. It's www.spiritualliving.org/navigating.
Okay, so if you live in the Seattle area and you're inspired to go to either one of these events or to sign up for the series, you can do that on spiritualliving.org/navigating.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
And if people want more information both about the series, about...
Yeah.
our book, about all of the work we do under Age Nation, which are digital summits and national radio and conferences and all kinds yeah. of wonderful things. At some point, when we get a chance to come back, we'll talk to you about this wonderful thing called the Elder Corps that we're launching,
yeah.
which is like a Peace Corps for people who are 50
yeah.
and over for the 21st century.
Very
ooh,
exciting.
Fascinating.
But, you can go to agenation.com.
Yeah, agenation.
Well.
You'll find all that. And, you know, it's a pleasure, Christine, having a chance to spend time. But first of all, I just want to say, and I know all of your listeners know it, you have a quality in your voice that is so bright and alive.
Mm-hmm. Aww, thank you.
And it's true. Really, you know, it's clear that one of the things you're supposed to be doing in this life is what you are doing, and that's terrific.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing when we can discover what that is, you know.
Yeah. And
obviously, you've done that. You know, and another thing, I just want to mention that we can tap into resources that we already have. Everybody out there listening,
uh-huh.
You can recapture those characteristics that are given to you as your birthright, and one of them is imagination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Einstein said imagination is more powerful than knowledge.
Yes.
Imagination, he said, can take you from A to Z, but, I mean, logic can take you from A to Z, but imagination can take you everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So think about what are those things that you did when you were a child or when you were a non-genu or whatever that made you feel good. And what are the characteristics, maybe openness and forgiveness and dance and music and all of that, and let it enliven you. and really create this time of life with a lot of juice. You know, it doesn't have to be, as we talked about when we first started, it's over now, or, oh, now I'm going to kick back. And, you know, and it doesn't mean it's not a time that you can kick back, but it's also a time to enjoy and be proud and really thrive.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And this hour has flown by. It always does when I get an opportunity to talk to you two. And again, I want to encourage people to go to agenation.com and spiritualliving.org/navigating to find out more about these series and to find out more about George and Sedina's wonderful book, Do Not Go Quietly. I want to thank you guys for showing up again in your magnificent way and sharing your wisdom. And so thanks for coming on the show today.
You're welcome, Christina.
Appreciate you, Christine. Really.
Likewise.
Same for you,
and
Benny.
And Benny, too.
Yes. Aww, thanks,
we
guys.
All appreciate Benny.
Yay, big hugs all around.
Okay. And, of course, we also appreciate you, the listener, for showing up in your own life and becoming inspired to move forward in new ways. And thank you for joining us here today. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.